Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening in You. I am Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspects of gardening. It's how we can help youth garden needs. Wow. Yes, we had 60 degrees this week. And now this weekend, winter storm watch for a blizzard. The amount of snow is all over the place. We don't know when it'll start, but we know we're getting some and there will be wind. We'll be staying home because the last time this happened on a Sunday, we were traveling it with the blowing snow. No fun, but so grateful for the white lines on the side of the road because that's all we could see when we were going. But not this Sunday. We will stay home. This greenhouse grower is not too happy as we could have freezing rain, snow, wind, and then zero on Monday morning. It will keep Larry busy seeing that all the stoves stay running as I have lots of plants growing now in the greenhouse. For all of you, stay safe. Australian family and friends for their Sunday, March 15th, will have 77 Fahrenheit, 26 Celsius, which for them is a perfect fall day. Enjoy and stay safe. Is your snowdrops coming up yet? I've heard from one of my gardeners just peeking through. Now, this is a flower that's planted in the fall as a bulb. I'll try to remember to let you know that next fall to plant these. If you're interested in plants that bees love, this is one of them. Have you heard the snowdrops ringing their bells to themselves, smaller and whiter than singing of any fairy elves? Sydney DuPaul. You may love a flower that goes through the trouble of blooming in late winter. Snowdrops are small bell-shaped white flowers that don't mind snow. These early risers are deer resistance and provide food to early pollinators. Snowdrops are cold-hardy perennial bulbs that grow only 4 to 10 inches tall. They are known for their tiny 6-segment bell-shaped blossoms that gently tilt downward. The smaller inner petals have green markings. Each plant has a single small flower with 2 slender grass-like leaves. Snowdrops are native to Eastern Europe and Western Asia grasslands. However, they've been heavily neutralized in UK and North America. You can sometimes find them growing in the wild in eastern United States. They're generally happiest in USDA zones 3 to 8. They do not enjoy hot temperatures and are hardy to about 30 degrees below zero. Plant in fall, snowdrops flower from January through March until most deciduous trees leaf out. It's a lovely choice for edging and can easily be worked into your garden landscape. These small snow white drops look almost magical when flowering in masses like tiny white fairies. They seem to thrive and look charming under the dapper branches of deciduous trees. If you ever planted bulbs, planting snowdrops will be a breeze. They're easy to grow and don't require a lot of attention. They will flower in both full sun and part shade and enjoy dapple light. If establishing a new planting of snowdrops in your garden, plant bulbs in the fall. Like other early spring plants, snowdrop flowers are very hardy, quite easy to grow, and tend to propagate themselves. All you really need is to make sure that you supply them with their basic needs. The University of Wisconsin Extension recommends fertilizing in the spring, and you can use a typical bulb fertilizer. Compost is also a good choice for general maintenance. Snowdrops are toxic and can be irritating to the skin, so you might want to wear gloves when handling the plants. Protect kids and pets, too. Snowdrops don't really require watering unless you grow them in a container. Bees love snowdrops, and their early blooming tendency are a benefit to bees at the time of the year when fewer flowers are available to them. I'll try to remind you next fall to plant these. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's garage. Larry has appointments available this coming week. If you do know of some work you'd like Larry to do for him, just give us a call or stop in. Give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks and stay safe. This next part of the radio show, share a message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's words of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have powers. Thanks to all, they tell me they hear me on the radio and they enjoy the messages. I am only the messenger in this message in all I do. I try to have Lord's hands in all of it. Bible verse is from Psalms 118:24. This is the day which the Lord has brought about. We will rejoice and be glad to it. Thankful and enjoying today. Often young parents delay enjoying their child until he has reached a certain age of growth. When he's an infant, they say, I'll be glad when he gets out of diapers, or stops cutting teeth, or learns to walk. Then they say, I'll be glad when he's in kindergarten. And then it becomes, I'll be glad when he's in school all day. Later they say, I'll be glad when he graduates. On and on it goes. The child is grown and gone, and the parents have never really enjoyed any stages of his life. They are always wanting to be glad when. Let me encourage you. Don't postpone being glad until everything is perfect. Thank God for every single stage along the way. Learn to rejoice and be glad in the Lord this day and every day along the way in your life. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the stages of life I'm in right now, even when I face challenges and difficulties. Help me remember that you have been good to me and help me to be grateful for today. In your name we pray. Amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. And Larry and I want to give you all the blessings for this week. Stay warm and for surely stay safe.